Kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Le vuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2019 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula undwele, ngokunjalo ke baza kuyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo.
Induna umnumzana Felix Inhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail.
Lawo ngamanga enza ukuthi inhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene.
Ibandla leMDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Induna umnumzana Felix Inhlanhla yamaNkwendiweni uzabuyela njalo emthethwandaba we-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi umahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe ngesibambiso se-bail. Umahluli othetha lolu daba umnumzana Joseph Mabhikwa wehlulekile ukwahlulela izolo ngoba ubengaphiwanga isinqumo sikamantshi owethesa uNdiweni isigwebo sokupika okomnyaka owodwa olengxenye. UNdiweni wafunyanwa elecala lokubhidliza impahla yesinye isakhamuzi esibikwa sasisala ukulandela isinqumo senkundla yakhe. Umnumzana Ndiweni uqale ukupika eKami Prison kumaviki amabili edluleyo. Emthethwandaba we-High Court uphikisa ukutholakala kwakhe elecala kanye lesigwebo asetheswayo. UChris Kande we-Studio 7 uxoxele sikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Sange baba lethuba lokuthi baziphendule lezo zinto ebezibhalwe lapho, ababanga lethuba lokuthi baphendule lokho kuyisicelo samagqwetha endula undwele, ngokunjalo ke baza kuyela bayehlala phansi babhale ngendlela efaneleyo baletha amaphepha abo bawase emagqwetheni endula undwele, bawase njalo enkantolo, kutsho khona ukuthi kusihlwa nje sebekwenzile khona lokho njengoba inkantolo ivumelane labo ibaphile ithuba lamagqwetha endula undwele aphikisana ngalaleso sicelo athe kuphela kumele kukhunjulwe ukuthi kujahekile ukuba kuthoniswe ibail. Ngakho ke umthethwandaba uthe kumele kuthoniswe ke leso sicelo senduna esebail, wonke umuntu abathuthisi kunye lamagqwetha babe khona ngaleso sikhathi kwenziwe yonke into ngendlela efaneleyo.
Kuzwa kuthiwa izizathu zokuvalela induna enkantolo bezingabonakali izolo, kuliqiniso na?
Izizathu zokuvalelwa kukababa uMdladla singathi irecord ngesiNgisi ibilokhu ingakaprintwa ukuthi ivele isetshenziswe e-High Court, ibisasetshenzwa iyasize yatholakala ngolesihlanu yasiwa ke kumagistrate ukuthi ahamba ayibona ayivume lokho kuthiwa yikusertify ukuthi iqondile abese isa e-High Court izolo. Konke lokho kakwenzakalanga njengokwesethembiso sakho ukuthi izabe isifikile emini ngo-2:30 emagqwetheni enduna uNdiwe. Iziyafika leyo record lezo zizathu ntambama ngo-past 4 kwenza ukuthi kubathuthisi bakahulumende zifike namhlanje ngo-10 lezo zizathu. Babathuthisi bakahulumende basebekhala ke befike enkantolo enkulu ukuthi hayi thina izizathu ngibona sizithole namhlanje asizilungiselelanga kasukwazanga ukuphendula, ngakho sicela isikhathi ukuthi sikwazi ukuphendula silethe izizathu zethu ukuze icala lithethwe ngokulandelayo. Icala elithoniswayo kukhulunywa ngebail, isicelo sika baba uNdiweni ukuthi aphumele ngaphandle kusathoniswa icala ngobubanzi balo.
Ubona ngani induna ilethuba na lokuhlawuliswa ibail ithoniswe ingaphandle kwentilongo?
Thina njengoZulu esikwaziyo ukuthi nxa ngabe kulecala umuntu elecala icala liyathoniswa ngendlela efaneleyo, nxa ngabe lecala icala liyathoniswa ngokomthetho welizwe olesikhalazo adlulele kuzinkantolo eziphezulu. Yikho esikhuthaza abantu kuso sonke isikhathi ukuthi bakwenze. Nxa ngabe umuntu kwathoniswanga kahle wangasuthiseki kuthoniswa enduneni kadlulisele kumagistrate court okungasuthisekanga kwe-magistrate court, high court, kwe-supreme court, kwe-constitutional court ngokunjalo. Asizisebenziseni zonke lezi nkantolo yonke le mthethwandaba ngendlela efaneleyo. Akulamuntu ofanele avalele ukuthi adlulisele icala phambili. Ngakho ke yikho esikukhuthazayo ukuthi kungaliwa phansi abantu abadlulisele amacala phambili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli sehofisi yenkosi yamaNdebele, umnumzana Bulelani Lobhengula Khumalo ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo ibandla leMDC selilandule imbiko ethulwe ngamaphephandaba kahulumende ethi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomkhokheli waleli bandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale inkulumo ngoba ezinye iziphathamandla esezike zabotshwa zikhonona ngokuthi kungani uChamisa ehambe wayabona uNdiweni yena engazange ayezibona ngesikhathi lazo zibotshiwe. Umnumzana Chamisa wethekelele uNdiweni ekhami ngomgqibelo. Umgcini sihlalo weMDC unkosazana Thabita Khumalo ongomunye weziphathamandla zaleli bandla ezibotshwe ngamacala atshiyeneyo kunsukwana ezedluleyo uthi ingamanga limbiko.
Lawo ngamanga amanga enza ukuthi imhlanzi ziphume emanzini. Okokuqala, sonke siyakwazi ukuthi sivalelwe, inkokheli zethu zabuya zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisibone, zaliswa ukuthi zingene zisiphathele kuhle. Njalo akungimangalisi ngoba izolo kulojaka osebenza eChronicle ungifonele buthumo uthe sengifonele engakhuluma into adifuna ukuyikhuluma ngamtshela ngathi wena uvele ungusomangasi. Ngavele ngikubona ufona sengikwazi ukuthi ukhona osekutshela amanga okuthi ungcolise inkokhelise. Okanye ifuni ukukhuluma lawe loba lokho okutsheliweyo njalo uyefonela labo abakunike lowo mbono. Okwesibili ngokokuthi umkhokheli wethu baba uChamisa uthe ebuya kubulawayo akula nkokheli eyodwa ekugoqela iprovinsi ake axoxa layo. Ubuye ehamba ngomsebenzi akade ulandile. Njalo kulilungelo lakhe ukuthi enze umsebenzi onjalo ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi kulabo somangani. So kulezi nsuku kakululu ukwazisa abantu ukuthi ungaphi yangavukela ngaphi. Akunamuntu okade kwazi ukuthi umkhokeli wethu khona kubulawayo.
Manje ngokubona kwakho imbiko le ingaba ijongeni?
Imbiko le anti sonke siyazi ukuthi izanu isiphelelwe ngombono, isidinga izindlela zokubophanisa imisila inkokheli labalandeli. Kungcolisa nje, kungcolisa. Konke okukhulumayo khona kungamanga. Akula nto enjalo yakho engike ngayikhuluma. Njalo angikholi ukuthi shuwa ngile 40 years ngisebenza umbangazwe. Namhlanje nginganelisa ukukhuluma izinto ezinjalo kumphakathi ukuthi sengigula yini.
Elabotshwa lonke bona ke akula yini ongaba ekhulume khona lo?
Bebevele ngabeka bakho. Uyibona uSenator Sepiso uhamba ngikomiti yakhe marriage bill. So kakho. Omunye oyinkokheli umama Masosha ube ngekho beseGwanda. And ube ngekho la umhlangano nalo okhulunywa ngawo lo. Lo Senator uSepiso la ube ngekho. Umasitholi la ibe ngekho besemsebenzini. Laba abanye bakuma structures baphansi, u-Eliot ube ngekho, u-Sugar ube bekuyimi ngedwa kade ngikhona kumhlangano nalo. Njalo kungasomhlangano obekukhulunywa ngokuthi bezike zibotshiwe ubungumhlangano ukuthi sikhangele njengoba abantu bethunjwa kangaka yakobulawele kwazihlwa abantwana abathunjiwe labazali abathunjiwe ukuthi senzeni njengenkokeli sithunjile abantwana besiyajayo.
Wona umumo onjani wona lowo kuthunjwa?
Umumo wokuthunjwa bakithi vele amathumba asemlonyeni. Sikhuluma kunje nje silomkhokeli wethu wabontwanga abambiza besithi ngumChina uthunjwe ngabantu bezane ekhwekhwe embonayo egqoke i-t-shirt elesithombe sikamkhokeli wethu. Bamchaye sikhuluma kunje nje simgcine eqalekile. So ubesesibhedlela ekhwekhwe General Hospital. Kodwa inkinga umbiko esesihlangane lawo ngokuthi akulalona ukuthi ayipilisi nje esibhedlela soneso. So inkokeli zethu ziyagijima kunjenje kuthi sizame ukuthi simdingile ukuthi ahambe lapho ezathola khona usizo.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ngomgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDC ubexoxa ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sikhangele okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi umgcini sihlalo weZANU-PF uNkosikazi Opha Muchinguri Kashiri usechotoze elemelika esithi liyangenela kakhulu kundaba zeZimbabwe lisekela amabandla aphikisayo emizameni yokugenqula uhulumende. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi inhlanganiso ye-Apex Council isivumile ukwamukela isilinganiso se-76%. Uhulumende asanda kwengezelela izisebenzi zakhe iholo ngaso. Lanxa kunjalo ezinye izisebenzi zithi kazilamukeli leli holo ngoba lilokhe liphansi kakhulu. Sokuyisikhathi senu balaleli lapho esilipha khona ithuba lokutsho yiloba yini okusenhliziyweni zenu.
Salibonani kustudio 7, mina igama lami u-Adolf Shaba, ngilapha eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina isicelo sami esokuthi abantu beZimbabwe lebezalwane zeZimbabwe kwamele sifikelane njengalokho sokusenzeka lapho abantu bethunjwa khona, ngoba ngiyazi abantu ma bebambene noma kuthiwa yama-intelligence e-government anjani, abantu siyakhona ukuvikelana. Hhayi into yokwesaba ngaso sonke isikhathi sokuthi hhayi, ngoba le nto esiqalile manje ezwe lakithi yokuthi kuthunjwa abantu, kuboshwa abantu abangelacala, hhayi sokufanele lathi sikuqede njengezakhamisi.
Sabonani, nikhuluma noSithandazile Ncube. Le ndaba leyo ukuthi bathi sibuyele emakithi senze njani asiyazi ukuthi bafuna ini, just nje bayazikhulumela. So kwaba yingxoxo yabo nje, singakuthathi ngenhliziyo, ugcine sesingasayi emsebenzini, singasayezini, into leyo bahlezi bayikhuluma. So vele bona bayenza into abafuna ukuyenza kwaphela, thina sinandaba abayenza afuna ukukwenza.
Ngithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu okustudio, ngithi salubonani balaleli bonke lilokho zonke indawo. Libala bababamba insimbi zamakhiwa ngakhona ngalesi amazweni, linjani bakhokheli bethu, nkosi zethu ezaphambili ofuze zizohlala izihlalo ngapha, linika abanye izinsimbi lizohlala izihlalo ngapha lena yini lingakwanisa. Ibe sengithi balaleli, ibizwe lami nguSimon Ncube ekhaya nsuka elokupana endaweni yaseJotsholo engombani koNcube koMguza. Ngile kuhatazeka kakhulu badala bami ezihlobo zami lapha. Kanti kungani ubandlululo lusiya phambili olokuthi shona Ndebele? Mina yimi yikho ngibona kwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lokuthi abantu bebulalane besiya phambili umemetheke. Yikho ngibona ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo wenziwa ukukhoza khona lokhu ukuthi abantu banalokubandlululana badala, banalokubandlululana. So lapha thina sesibonile sesibonile sananzelela ukuthi isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela isizwe sikamthakazi siyaphela kuyini badala bakhokheli lingaboni kulomdala lapho ohlale ejayele umuzi ekhulume sithi yena kuyinganekani kuye abantu mabethu bayacatsha bayachaywa abantu bayatshontshe busuku bayachaya abanye bagele izinele ngamambodlela uthi kuye kuyinganekani ngibe ngithi zihlobo zami balaleli linilalele lingiyakhuluma kade singithile umdala lowo umnyaka lowo ma ungaphela umbuso lowo kuyo ungamhlamukelanga angazi kodwa lwana ozanga kuphele umbuso lowo ungamhlamukelanga lo mdala lowo ukhuluma njalo ngiyamhlonipha umzali wami ngoba umzali wami osezimbabwe wonke ngumzali wami kodwa but ngendlela okhuluma ngakhona kayazi ukuthi umbuso lowo kuwo ngithi uzotshisa ithukele yezikofi ngiyanitshela abadala bami umdala lo uzotshisa ithukele yezikofi ilizwe lizomhlamukela ngendlela owenza ngakhona kuzisa usizi ukuthi abanye abadala bethu benyamalala bechaywa yena ebesechazi kasesithi hayi laba bantu ngabantu abawonileyo umuntu vele uma yesigebengu ulande ebusuku kodwa but badala bamlilalele indaba ezinjalo kodwa but sifuthelene kodwa akula ukuthi sizamenzani engumdala wethu kodwa sizambeka enkosini ukuthi lapho khona unkulunkulu ezemzweni usisize emtshengisa indlela yokuphila
salibonani studio 7 salibonani mazimbabwe namahle mina igama ngu-Adrian Phiri ngikhuluma ngisewange ngithi nami nginikeze umbono wami ngalokho kwenzakala elizweni lethu lezimbabwe mina ngithi alubana amazimbabweni siyaba nomqondo oyi-1 singakhangela ubana lo uphuma kweliphi ibandla lo ngayiphi iphathi ngowezanu kumbe ngo-MTC kodwa alubana siyaba nomqondo ubana sihlale phansi sikhulumisane ukuze sakhe ilizwe lethu umbono wami ngibona ngani singaphumelela ilizwe lingaphambili ngiyabonga
ngiyalibingelela lonke balaleli be-Studio 7 usizwe lonke lwezimbabwe mina igama lami ngunkwampazi ngiphumele elupane emaguzini kungcono ngikhulume kancane ngomtholi lo umtholi usuthu udla ngezanu-DF futhi ubakala ubona yezwe ekhuluma ngenduku lezi ezamaphoyisa ezezetherapy lezi is part of intimidation ngokubotshwa okwenziwa abantu lo yi-human rights abuse yonke le ma sebekhangela abamezweni kuyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction bebe sebekhala futhi bethi MDC yiyo eyenza ukuthi kube nama-sanction isisebenzi sika-EDC kufana labo chigumba omalaba bonke osila igwana la abanye abasha elingakababona uthokozani ikhuphi sebajoyinile indirect ngiyabonga ngikhuluma ngingapha Thokoza Thokoza Street Mzansi
igama okhulumayo uDr Mbetsi indaba yokungena emsebenzini le angiyiboni ngaphumelela njalo kumele bananzelele ikakhulu thina sibuya ngasesini sibane sisakhile ngakho nje ukuthi singaphongukususwa kumbe abantu bangabuyela back ekhaya overnight kube lula funa ibe long term plan yokubisela abantu ezimbabwe kube nendlela khona aluba bungaba esokuright ezinye kungekho kuhluphi abantu bayazibuyelela nje lula lula ngoba ungabheka even abantu abaphiwa amaphemisi babe more than 200 kodwa ungabheka manje inani nje elincane yebo abanye bangabashona abanye behlowrino kodwa iningi abanye bakhona abalushana babuyela isikhathi sejini uma into zingalunga vele i-solution yokuthi abantu basuke kwale-South Africa ikuthi kulunge lapho abavela khona
njani bantu baka studio 7 nana balaleli nonke njani siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi elisenzela wona nokuthi kube nabantu abangenayo abanye besilimukisa kodwa kube nabanye abantu abangena lapha kustudio 7 abasilahlekisayo belokhu bebhizi besikhonolayiza abantu abafana nalo mdala lo zwakala kodwa elindebele kodwa kubambisa ugawula ngazi ukuthi yini le nto ayigawulayo or mhlawumbe wayegawula amanye amandebele ngoba kubonakala lo muntu lo uvikela labo abantu basempumalanga engingathi ngithi mina kakhulu abangabezanu bebulala abantu bengenela abantu ebusuku ezindlini lokho besezinto yabayebenza kudala egugrawundi ekamgadi njalo uyakhohlwa yena lo muntu ugawule nje ukuthi ma singathi siyamu-investigata yena ngokwakhe ingqondo yakhe ifana nekajonathan moyo ujonathan moyo manje sikhuluma kunje akahlali ezimbabwe wabaleka waye emazweni esingawazi ukuthi uwuphi sehlale egangeni wabale washiy ingane zakhe washiy ihlobo zakhe Thank you.
yabo ke bekungabalaleli bethu abasithumele imlayezo yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhlangothi olubona ngendaba zeziphepheli ku-United Nations luthi kufe abantu abangamashumi amane duzane le-Libya ngemva kokubhewuka lokucwila kwesikepe ekade besigadile belubhekise ezwekazi le-Europe. Isivumelwano phakathi kwele-Burundi lele-Tanzania esokubuyisela izizalwane ze-Burundi ezaphephela kwele-Tanzania sokudale ukungahlaliseki phakathi kweziphepheli lezi. Eziningi zazo zithi zilokwesaba okukhulu ngoba zilakho ukulinyazwa kumbe ukuba sengozini alubana zithe zaphindela ekhaya. Ezigqibeke ezekuseni ngodaba oluhamba phambili eMelika. Ukungahlaliseki kumnotho eMelika kanye lokuzamazama komkhambo wemali kuyaqhubeka, abanye besithi isimo silakho ukuba sibi ngamandla balahlekelwe yimisebenzi. Lokhu kudalwe yimpi yokukhwezelana imithelo kwezokuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika leChina. Umongameli Donald Trump nguye oqale impi. Kambe iyophetha ngani? Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
Inkinga yokuthi impi le abayingenanga bele strategy in terms of planning ukuthi what are the long term objectives esiwalwelayo. Impi yangkhona as you see ilwiwa in a whimsical way, lokuthi umphathamandla uvuke and felt a certain way and he reacts is reactionary. So even bona on our side, abalimi and other business people, they have no predictability. They can't say what our objectives are to, these are the concrete objectives you are trying to achieve from each China. And it's this lack of clarity which makes it very difficult for them to understand what this mobile in this trade war, what does that mean? It's not clear. And the last thing I will say, even abangani bemelika, the Europeans, uvele G7 kathesi umongameli, they are also starting to realize even bengabangani bemelika labo, they are not safe from impi a trade war lay from imelika.
Abantu abaningi abavotela uTrump bayakhala kakhulu ngempi yakhe le China, bathi iyababulala kakhulu kwezenotho. Abanye ngasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, abanye ngasebengasela lapha bangathengisa khona into zabo. Ubona mhlawumbe bemhlamukela yini uTrump ikakhulu kuyiwa kukhetho oluzayo?
Well, ngingathi kuzahamba lokuthi ama poll numbers akhe amenjani. President Trump is very sensitive kuma poll numbers, and ama poll numbers lawa azikutshengisa ukuthi sengani support yehla, especially kuma rust belt states, wona lawa Midwest langapi where he's stronghold the base yakhe khona. You will see him reacting and trying to resolve the trade war lane. Ama China behlakamphile athagethile ama trade sanctions abo, ama tariffs on ama products which are produced by e-base, izimota, agricultural products, ama soybeans wona lawa, and so on. So baba chayile sibili lendubu on those products and which affect e-base, they were very effective. So yena, I believe ama numbers engatshintsha, he will react and start to look for a way to end this trade war in a way which doesn't show weakness.
Ubona kusiba lokuvumelana phakathi ekwayo iMelika le China balulungisise loludaba iphele impi yabo?
Angina optimism uthi kuzaba le agreement in the full sense. Ngibona ngani at best we will get a type of a detent, ngathi i-ceasefire and maybe kuphelele khonapho as a ceasefire omunye esamathari somunye, but a trade agreement, a full one, I can't imagine, because into that corner which are be under dispute zinenga kulu. And you know, to get ama agreements lawa, you have to have ama personality who are amenable to deal making, and if personality unfortunately omungameli is not one which is amenable to striking a deal.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna, incwethi kwezenotho njalo uqhuba izifundo zakhe ze-PhD e-Howard University khonapha eMelika. Lalekuseni, isikhathi sethu sokulala ngapha, thina abanye sisebenza phakathi kobusuku, linasiyazi liyavuka khona ngapho eZimbabwe, la kwezinye indawo amazwe atshiyeneyo lapho elingaba likhona. Siyalamukela umsakazo wenu, umsakazo weStudio 7. Silethulela izindaba zekuseni lamhlanje nje kungolwesithathu. Nabanye ke esingakalali isi right ma sihlabela lingoma sithi solalekuseni. Nxa usuvukile ngapho ekhaya uyakwanisa ukuyitshintsha lawo uthi sovuke ekuseni. Dr. Malinga, inkalakatha yesigcango lindoda nxa sobugidwa lapha ekwaziye kuphakamisa unyawo kuphela, but hayi ekuhlabeleni lapha yingwenya, uyakarapha, uyashaya, uyahlabela. Usiqhubela ke izindaba zekuseni, singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Induna umnumzana Felix Nhlanhlama Ngwendiweni uzabuyela e-High Court namuhla ukuyakuzwa ukuthi uMahluli uyasivumela na isicelo sakhe sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail. Ibandla leMDC lithi ingamanga imbiko yokuthi ukwethekelelwa kukaNdiweni ngomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ejele sokudale ukuzamazama phakathi kwalo. Kwanele kodwa likhumbule zikhona iza kusihlwa ngo-7:30. Mina lani asibeni sonke ekusasa ekuseni ngo-6:30. Olivalelisayo, Muntunga Milinkomo. Bichone kuhle.